We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, the state's reporting the first positive tests of the season for the West Nile virus. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Three mosquito batches collected by mosquito abatement districts have tested positive for West Nile, one batch in Evanston, two in Park Ridge. The State Department of Public Health is urging people, especially those who are older or have weakened immune systems, to protect themselves with insect repellent and remove standing water around homes where mosquitoes breed. The department also suggests that people report dead birds. Mosquitoes get the virus from birds. So far, there have been no known human cases. There were 34 last year and 8 deaths, but the department says the numbers don't reflect reality. Most people who get it have no symptoms, which can include fever, nausea, headache, and muscle ache. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
A teenager is dead and four other people wounded in a shooting that found Chicago police officers fired upon as well.
The gunfire happened on 42nd and Wells in the Fuller Park neighborhood about 8:20 last night. Police say an armed group had been shooting at another group and that when police showed up, one of the shooters began firing at officers. No officers were hit, but an officer did return fire. A suspect was arrested and found to have been shot in a leg, but it's not clear whether he had been shot by police. Four others had been wounded in the initial shooting, including a 14-year-old boy who was shot in the chest and died. Two older teens were critically wounded, and a 21-year-old woman was also hit, her condition unknown. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
One vehicle ended up on the front lawn of a home after a two-car crash in Skokie last night. Four people were hurt in the collision at Monticello and Lee. Channel 7 reports one person had to be freed from the wreckage. The condition of those hurt is not known.
Two teenagers are scheduled to appear in bond court today in connection with the killing of a popular volleyball coach in Waukegan.
23-year-old Neolis Collazo was killed when she was in one of two cars hit by gunfire at 10th and Lewis in Waukegan. It happened on Saturday night, May 6th. She was a volleyball coach as well as a counselor for the Waukegan School District. Now Waukegan police say after executing search warrants at two locations in Waukegan, they have arrested two teens and also found a total of six guns, one of which was reported stolen out of Florida. One gun had a fully automatic switch attached to it, and police say a second fully automatic switch was also found but not attached to a firearm. The 16 and 17-year-old boys are being charged as adults with first-degree murder. Each had a $5 million bond attached to their warrants. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
After two bicyclists were hit by vehicles over the last 2 weeks, officials in West Suburban Batavia are asking the state for help. Plans have already been made to improve safety along Route 31 through the city, but they're still pending state approval. The city's asking the State Department of Transportation to speed up the review and to add temporary safety measures as a stopgap. The proposed safety plan includes reducing the state highway from four lanes to three and adding sidewalks or bicycle lanes.
No one was hurt when a small plane made a hard landing at the Aurora Municipal Airport in Sugar Grove yesterday. Reports indicate a student, pilot, and instructor were on board the plane when it failed to take off completely and landed in a cornfield. The plane's landing gear was damaged in the incident.
Taylor Swift fans swarmed Soldier Field yesterday, buying merchandise ahead of the concerts this weekend.
Hundreds of Swifties won't need to wait in line for merch at the show, having already picked up the goods during an early merch session where we talked to sisters Amanda and Christine. Amanda tells us they waited in line for more than an hour, but enjoyed hanging out with other Swifties. She says they met two people in line that share more in common beyond Taylor Swift.
We're twins, and we met another set of twins in line, so it was nice to just chat about Taylor while we were waiting.
Amanda's twin sister, Christine, wears about 24 homemade friendship bracelets on her wrists as we speak. A Swiftie tradition, the bracelets are to trade with others at the show, and they spell out Taylor Swift albums, songs, and lyrics.
Tons of them, from 1989 to Anti-Hero, song names, lyrics, Nice. Lover, we got, I think, almost every single album on our wrist.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The owner of the Uprising Bakery in Northwest Suburban Lake in the Hills says the business is now permanently closed. The move comes a year after plans to stage a drag show led to controversy and vandalism.
Not only has Uprising Bakery owner Karina Sack closed the shop, she says the vandalism, the harassment, the threats against her for the past year have taken away her passion for baking. She says, it is not my happy place anymore.
I mean, when someone attacks you so aggressively for so long and goes after your art and your passion for so long, it's hard. And I'm being honest when I say that they stripped it from me. And that way that the... In that way, they won, but in other ways, they've just fueled the fire.
Karina Sack says she gave away her baking and cooking supplies to refugees coming to sanctuary cities. She says she's gratified by most comments on social media from people upset she's closed. And Sack says she plans to work on legislative reform centered on hate crimes. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago native Heather Mack is now expected to plead guilty to charges in the killing of her mother almost 10 years ago. Mack and her one-time boyfriend were convicted of murder in Indonesia for the death of Sheila Von Wies Mack, also of Chicago. The case had been set for trial in the U.S. next month. Prosecutors say they've made significant progress in plea negotiations, and Mack now intends to plead guilty.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is nominating a City Hall veteran to be Chicago's new top lawyer.
Mayor Johnson says he's grateful for the expertise Mary Richardson Lowry will bring to the role as Corporation Counsel, adding that they'll both work hand-in-hand, committed to ethics, accountability, and transparency. Richardson Lowry served as Chicago Building Commissioner, then School Board President under former Mayor Richard M. Daley. She also led the Chicago Community Trust. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
Federal prosecutors in New York are taking action to garnish singer R. Kelly's royalties and other earnings. The move comes after they say he's only paid $28,000 out of the more than $500,000 he was ordered to pay his victims after being convicted of sex trafficking in 2021. Kelly is currently in a federal prison in North Carolina after being sentenced to 30 years in prison in the Brooklyn, New York case. He was separately convicted in a federal child pornography case in Chicago and sentenced to 20 years. Most of that sentence will run concurrently with the Brooklyn one.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.